We're a few lines into Gimel Amud Aleph. We just went through why. Well, first the Gemara posited that Rosh Hashanah L'Malachim and L'Regalim, the first of the year for the sake of kings, the kings, I don't know how to say it, their numbering process of when, how many years they've been in office, and for the holidays, which we haven't gotten to yet, that all starts from Nisan. That's what the Mishnah had said. And yesterday, at the end of the daf, we tried hard to try to find out why it can't be Tishrei. And we went through all these psukim between Moshe Rabbeinu's speech and Aaron's death. It must be that it can't. It must not be. It must not be Tishrei. But we didn't really get past any other months. So the Gemara is now going to say, "Ve'ema Rosh Hashanah Iyar." Let's say that the Rosh Hashanah is Iyar. Now, we can't really say that the Rosh Hashanah of Malachim is Iyar, but all the other psukim that we just mentioned is really Nisan. Meaning what we're saying here is, why don't we say that the Rosh Hashanah of Yetzias, based on Yetzias Mitzrayim, is Iyar, right? So we're not just trying to convince, you know, whoever it be, that we start counting for kings in ER, we're trying to say that Yetzias Mitzrayim happened in ER, because we didn't refute any of those sources. Okay. So that's what I was going to say. Lo sagadat. You can't say that it was ER. Why? Dichsiv, vayhi b'chodesh harishon, b'shana hashenis. Be'echad l'chodesh hukam ha-mishkan. It was in the first month, so this is an interesting thing, by the way, to keep in mind as we go through the Gemara. The Gemara is not refuting the fact that the Torah counts from Nisan, right? Regardless of what Rosh Hashanah is, the Torah will call Nisan Chodesh HaRishon. The Gemara is not trying to refute that. So here when it says Chodesh HaRishon, we know that it's referring to Nisan.
Right, because we're in the Pasuk, Chodesh HaZeret.
Well, it never says the word Nisan, but... But that's right. The pasuk. That's by Hibach Chodesh Harishon b'Shana Hashenis be'echad l'Chodesh hukam ha-Mishkan. The Mishkan was erected. Uchsiv v'hi b'Shana Hashenis b'Chodesh Hasheni na'ala ha'anan mi'al Mishkan ha'edus. So midikai b'nisa, and from the fact that the cloud came up, or the cloud went up above the Mishkan in the second month. So the fact the Gemara says the fact that the first pasuk said called was Chodesh Rishon was Nisan, Vikari La Shana Shenis, and it called it the second year. Vikai Be'er, and the second pasuk is saying that we're in the second month, which is also the ER, which we're now going to call ER. Vikari La Shana Shana Shenis, and it still calls it the second year. Mechlad Rosh Hashanah Lav ER He, who, right? The first pasuk says the Mishkan was erected in the first month. The second pasuk says the Mishkan was erected in the second month. That's referring to Nisan and Iyar, and it's still called both of them in both pasukim the second year. If Iyar was Rosh Hashanah, so we would call it the third year, right? If Nisan, right? So getting back to the point, it would have said Vachodesh Harishon Vashana Hashlishis, or Vachodesh Hasheni Vashana Hashlishis. Right, which sounds weird, but the Gemara's understanding is that the month is always going to be called based on Nisan, because that's the time of the year that Hashem said that you're coming out of Yetzias Mitzrayim. But it doesn't necessarily mean that that's Rosh Hashanah. You could have Rosh Hashanah in the second month. But that's what we're trying to say here, and they were saying
Which, for practical purposes, we have Rosh Hashanah in the seventh month.
Yeah, whatever it is. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So now we're going to say more. Ve'ema Rosh Hashanah Sivan. Let's say that the first of the year is Sivan. Lo sakadaitach. You can't say the first of the year is Sivan, because the pasuk says dechsev b'chodesh hashlishi l'tzeis b'nei Yisrael me'etz Yisrael, which is Sivan. Ve'im isa, and if it's true that that Sivan, the third month, is really Rosh Hashanah, b'chodesh hashlishi b'shana hashenis l'tzeis mi b'yalei. It would have restarted the count of the year. The fact that it just says the third month without actually changing the count of the year means that we haven't changed the year, right? It just says B'chodesh Hashishi L'Tzeis. It should have said B'chodesh Hashishi B'Shana Hashenis if it was the new year already. Okay, so it can't be Sivan, right? So we've ruled out three other months now. Ve'ema Tammuz, let's keep going. What about Tammuz? Ve'ema Av, ve'ema Adar. Let's say 3 months, these three months. Okay, so Ella Amrabi, and the Gemara can't prove it. The Gemara doesn't know, right? It was able to say no to Tishrei, it was able to say no to Iyar, and it was able to say no to Sivan. But they have no psukim to back up why not Tammuz, Av, and Adar. Right, this is all within the understanding of what we said before about Aaron's death and Moshe's speech. Those are the only options that they have, right? Because they can't go past Tishrei, otherwise it doesn't work, based on the reason we said yesterday. But either way, why not Elul? Oh, because of Av. Right, it could have been Av. Yeah. And Moshe spoke in... Aaron died in Av. That's why. Elam Rabbi Elazar, Mehacha. Says Rabbi Elazar, let's throw out what we said before. Really, the source of Rosh Hashanah being Nisan is not Moshe and Aaron, that their dynamic that we said yesterday. Rather, Mehacha. It really comes from a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. Really going to all the way to Divrei Hayamim to figure it out. The pasuk says, Vayachel livnos b'chosh hashini v'hashini b'shnas ha'bar l'machusel. You'll notice that it's an extra word. It sounds like an extra word. Vayachel livnos b'chodesh hasheni b'sheni. What does that mean, b'sheni? It already said b'chodesh hasheni in the second month. So what's b'sheni? We know b'shnas arba l'machuso means in the fourth year. So what does it mean? The second. So the Gemara says, sheni lav sheni liyerach shemonin bo l'machuso. It's not just the second month, meaning ER, but it's also the second month of the counting to the fourth year of his kingship. That's what it's saying. So wait a second. It says the Gemara, Mask of Leravina, the Ema Sheni Bechodesh. Why can't we say it's the second day of the month, meaning that's the date? It's the second month on the second day of that month in the fourth year of his kingship. This is where we were talking about Shlomo HaMelech building the Beis HaMikdash, by the way. So the Gemara says, Im Kain, Sheni Bachodesh Beheja Havakasiv Bei. It would have said the second of the month if that's what it meant. It didn't say that. So the Ein B'Shein B'Shabbos. What about the second day of the week?
He started on Monday.
Yeah, he started on a Monday, work week, right? Sunday you get off, and yeah, he's American. Yeah. Shlomo HaMelech. So the Gemara says, no. We never find the day of the week ever mentioned in the Torah. Is that true? One glaring exception is the beginning of the world, right? That's the only time. But besides that, the Mefarshim would say that's the only, obviously there were no months and there were no years, right? So it makes sense. You have to give them something, so it's the second day of the world, right? So that's the only time you ever mention something like that. I once gave a shiur about this concept, but I don't remember what I said because it's pretty straightforward. So I have to look back at the shiur, but the Ode, and furthermore, Makish Sheni Basra L'Sheni Kama. Also, the fact that the first Sheni is referring to a month, and so the second Sheni, which is also right afterwards, must also be referring to a month. Ma Sheni Kama Chodesh Av Sheni Basra Chodesh. So when it says Bachodesh HaSheni, that's the second month of the year, Basheni means the second month of the counting of Shlomo's kingship. Okay. So there we have at least another source to the fact that you count from Nisan, which is the same count for the calendar year, which is why that pasuk sounds so funny. Bachodesh Hasheni, Basheni. They're both the same. So Tani, Kavas de Rabbi Yochanan, they say Brisa from Rabbi Yochanan. This is just going to go through everything we said, basically. How do you know we only count from Nisan? The pasuk tells us in Malach HaMalach, we quoted yesterday, it was 400 years since, 480 years since the Jewish people left Mitzrayim. And Uchziv, Vayal Aaron HaKohen L'Hor HaHarav Pi Hashem. It also says Aaron died at this specific time. Uchsiv, Vayhi Barim Bimshana Bashtas Shachodesh, and it says it was the 40th year in the 11th month. Uchsiv, Achriakos Sichon, Vigomer, Vomer, Vishmak, Nani, Vomer, Vayirukol, Hey Daviki Gava, Aron, Vigomer. Right, so this is also based on the Sichon, the war with Sichon, and it says Kanani had heard. What does it mean that he heard? He was afraid of the Jewish people because Aaron, or he saw the Jewish people were exposed because Aaron died. And it also says the first month in the second year by the Mishkan. It also says it was the second year in the second month. Meaning in Iyar. V'omer, it also says, V'chosh HaShlish, it says Bnei Yisrael. Right? V'gomer. That it's the third month of Sivan. The third month, meaning Sivan, that they came out of Egypt. V'omer. And it says, V'achel of Nos V'gomer. So I don't know why he has this last pasuk. According to what we just said before, that was a completely different reason. But according to his brayso of Rabbi Yochanan, he uses that pasuk also to teach you that you count from Nisan. Okay. Either way, Rav Yochanan just basically has an opinion that quotes all of these psukim without explaining any of them. But if you've seen this Gemara, you know what he's talking about. Okay. So now the Gemara is going to say, Amrav Chista. Big Chiddush coming. Lo Shanu Elo Lamalcha Yisrael. This concept that Nisan is the first of the month for kings, that's only for the Jewish kings. Aval Lamalcha Umos Ha'olam Mi Tishrei Maninan. But for non-Jewish kings, we count for them. I'm not sure if they really care what their Jewish month is, but we count for them from the month of Tishrei. And this is interesting if you think theologically or hashkafically about the difference between Tishrei and Nisan. Right? We proposed yesterday that there's some who say that Nisan is the spiritual beginning of the year, whereas Tishrei is the physical beginning of the year. That's why we talk about our livelihood on Rosh Hashanah and stuff like that. So similarly here, the Jewish people count from Nisan because they have a spiritual dimension to their year. But non-Jews who are not doing the same types of religiosity, so they count from Tishrei. That's a completely physical year. Anyways, some hashgafa.
There actually is a value to Jews knowing this, though.
Sure.
Because
yeah, what do you think?
Contrary, well.
Yeah, yeah. Right. For contracts.
Because of contracts that are written
in not during the Beis Hamikdash.
Because using the reign of the Gentiles.
You're saying while they're in exile.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, sure.
Well, I mean, and we have even in the Tanakh places where it counts, you know, by the Purim story, it tells us what year it was in the reign of Ahasuerus.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
And so
we're going to get into that sort of time period, but not exactly that example. Okay, good. So let's look here. This is where everybody's lack of knowledge of Tanakh is exposed. But here we're going to go through some of it, including mine. So the Gemara says, how do we know? How do we know that for non-Jewish kings we count from Tishrei? Shenemar, the Pasuk says, the very beginning of the Nechemya, Divrei Nechemya ben Chachalaya. It was the month of Kislev in the 20th year. Okay. So what does that mean? Uchsiv, and it also says, Vahiv HaChodesh Nisan Shnas Esrim La'ar Tachshasta. And if Ar Tachshasta was in the month of Nisan, in the second parak of Nehemiah, so it must be that Nisan is not the first of the year. Otherwise, it would have said the 21st, not just the 20th.
Assuming the same person. First parak occurred before
right,
the second.
Right.
Which
in Navi, I think we have a greater consistency in Navi for that. No.
What for chronological?
Yeah, I think in Navi at least. I'm not sure, not 100% sure, but that's what the Gemara is assuming for now, for sure. So the Gemara then says, "Midikai b'kisa v'kari shnas esrim, midikai b'nisa v'kari leishnas esrim, midklad Rosh Hashanah lav Nisan hu." It must mean that Nisan is not the first of the month; it's the first of the year. Otherwise, it would have said in the month of Nisan in the 21st year, but it only said the 20th. So the Gemara says, "Wait a second! Bishlama Hayek Mefarish Dar Tashasta Elahim Yimai Dar Tashasta Ar Tashasta. How do you know the first pasuk, which just says Divrei Nehemiah in the month of Kislev in the 20th year? How do you know that's referring to Atar Shasta Ar Tashasta? Maybe Dilma Leminyan Achrinahu. We don't know who it is, but maybe it's talking about some other 20th year. It's the 20th year since I don't know. His son was born. Who knows what it is? We don't actually have a good idea. But the Rashash think it was Dar Yavesh, but we'll get to him soon. Amr of Papa, so the man says, no. Shnas Esther, Shnas Esther, Xer Shav, Mahasal Artashasta, Afhachal Artashasta. We quoted this yesterday. If you remember, we had the same drush, but we used it for a different month. For Aaron's death, I think it was. For Aaron's death? I don't remember. We had used it yesterday to teach us that the same logic can be used. If there's a month that doesn't have a descriptor and there's a one that has a descriptor later on, so then you can say that it's talking about the same thing. Gemara says, like Leonard was pointing out, how do you know that the psukim are going in order? Lo sagadai tech v'tanya, the Brisa says, Devarim shamar chanani l'nechemia b'kislev amra nechemia l'melch b'nisan. We have a general rule that the things that Nehemiah was saying to that Hanani was saying to Nehemiah and Kislev, Nehemiah was saying them in Nisan. Not really sure if that. Tevarim she'amar Hanani l'Nehemiah b'Kislev.
So it says
the first one is Kislev, but it says Divrei Nehemiah.
So Hanani spoke to Nehemiah in Kislev, and then Nehemiah later said it to the king in Nisan.
Yeah, I know, I got that, but the pasuk didn't say that. The pasuk says Divrei Nehemiah ben Chachalai by Bechorish Nisan.
You've got to go through the first three pasukim.
Okay, so it gives more context to it that I don't know.
Oh, here, he's got it quoted on the side here. Divrei Nehemiah ben Chelchiyav, v'hi b'chodesh kislev shnat esrim, v'ani hayiti b'shushan abira, v'yavo chanani echad mi'achai, hu, v'anashi mi'yehuda, and then they went and told me.
V'shalem al yehudim ha'pleto asher nesha min ha'shevi v'al yishlem v'yomru li, ha'nesharim asher nesha min ha'shevi.
So presumably, yeah. He couldn't have told the king this in Perek Beis, before he heard it in Perek Aleph.
Mm-hmm.
So
right,
Perek
right,
Aleph
right.
Had to be before Perek Beis.
Good. That makes sense. Okay, so now we're going to go through it a little bit.
It just shows that we don't know.
Well, the Gemara is going to remind us now. So the Gemara then says, "Devarim shamar chanan lechem b'kislev shenamar," because the pasuk tells us, "Devarim lechem b'chadchem b'chodesh v'yihi b'chodesh kislev shnas hashem v'ini ha'is b'shishan abir v'yavo chanani ha'chem yachai hu v'anash miyehuda v'ashalim al yehudim ha'pleita hashem nishar ben hashavi v'yushalayim v'yomer li hashem hashem nishar ben hashavi shama medina b'ra gedola u'v'cherpa v'chomas yushalayim meforetz sharen nitzu eish v'eish." You can see how much the Gemara doesn't trust us to know now, because it has to quote the entire pasuk, all three pasukim. So that's the source that Nehemiah spoke. Nehemiah was hearing from Hanani in the third month in Kislev. And then Amara Nehemiah Lamelech Benisan Shinamar, and then Nehemiah then gave that over to the king. Presumably Artach Shasta, but we'll see who that is in a second. Shnemar v'yibachodesh v'chodesh nisan shnas esrim artach shasta hamach yain lefanav. There was wine in front of Esas. Hayan v'etna l'malach. He gave it to the king. V'lo yisira lefanav. And I wasn't so bad for him. He was happy about me giving him wine, I guess. Okay. V'yomar li hamalach madua panach ra'im v'atayin chachola. Ein zek ki imra alev. There's something bothering you, Nehemiah. And the king was instilling fear in me? Is that what it said? Va'ira harbe ma'od.
Yeah, I became afraid.
Right, like we say, I think in Adon Olam. V'lo ira. V'omar l'melech ha'melech l'olam yichyeh. Mado l'yeru panai asher ha'ir beis kivros avose chareva u'shara u'chlu ba'esh. Why shouldn't I be upset? Yerushalayim's going down in flames. What do you want? I will daven to Hashem. Im al hamelach tov imitav avdechal v'necha, asher tishlocheni el Yehuda el ir kivros avosai v'evnena. And he basically says that I want to go back to Yerushalayim and take care of the city. You rebuild it. Shegal is something. Gemara is going to talk about this later. I think it's right now, assuming it's his wife.
His consort.
Is that a euphemism? Some kind that I don't know. I think later on, if I recall correctly, I think we're going to later say that this is referring to a dog. Shegal, I don't know. I think it's maybe tomorrow's daf. Shegal Yosef says, "So ad masa yemahalachacha, how long will it be to get to Yerushalayim? Umasa itashu, when are you going to get back? Vayitzal levnei amelach vayishlacheni vatna lo zman. I gave him a time, and then it was good for him. I don't see where the source there is. I mean, why did we need all the details? Like, I get the first pasuk, we needed the details. The third pasuk is the one where we learn. Hanani is the one that talked to him. But here, Nehemiah is already talking to him from the first pasuk. Why do we need all the details? I don't know why. Anyways. So the Gemara then says, Mesa. So that's how we know. That's how we know first month and third month. It happened in Nisan, but it didn't change the year, and therefore we know that the kings don't go by. All we know is the kings don't go by Nisan. We don't know anything else. The Mesiv Rav Yosef Biyomas from Viarba Lachodesh Bashish Bishnas Shnayim. The pasuk tells us in Chagai on the 24th day of the month, in the sixth month, which would be Elul. It says in the second year of Dayavish's rule, this is the times by Sheni Uchsiv, and it also says, Bashvi be'esrim ve'echad lachodesh, in the seventh month, on the 21st day of the month. Wait a second, the seventh month, that would be Tishrei. But it's still calling it, so that's the second month. The second year was the first pasuk, and this is, it should be Shnayim. Hold on. Apparently the pasuk before this says Shnayim, which is really the source of the Gemara. Very strange. Meaning it's Bashvi. It says the seventh month. The Esrim ve'echa l'chosh. That's all it says. In the seventh month, the 21st of the month. The pasuk beforehand said that it was still the second year.
Right, so they're assuming
this. They're assuming this is the second. This is the second year also.
Right.
So the Vim Yisa, if it's true that we count the secular month, meaning the king, the non-Jewish king's months, if we count that from Tishrei, so in Bashvi Bishnas Shalosh Mi Ba'elei, it should have said in the third year, because now you're in Tishrei, and the Tishrei is what starts the third year. So Amar Yabau Koresh Melech Kasher Haya. We're bending over backwards here, but it's fascinating to understand it this way. That Koresh, right, the person that we're going to call Koresh, was a good guy. And Lefikach Manalo Kamalchi Yisrael. Therefore, we count his years like he's a Jewish king. So, right? He's the one that built the Beis HaMikdash for us, the second Beis HaMikdash.
So is Koresh the same as
Dariavish? That's what Gemara's going to say. That's obviously what they're assuming.
Right, but right? It's strange that
it, yeah, it just says it as if like it's obvious.
Dariavish was...
Yeah. We just used the word Dariavish. And there's forget about Dariavish. We're talking about Koresh now. But wait a second. Right, so he's clearly assuming that, but he hasn't explained himself. So Maskev Lev Yosef... Chadat im kein kashu kriya dade, the two pesukim don't make sense together. Dersiv v'sheitzi baisa dana ad yom tlas liyarech adar di hashnas sheis l'machus tayavish l'malka. The pasuk in Ezra Perek Vav says that the house was finished, meaning the Beis Hamikdash, the third day to Adar, which was itself the sixth year of Dayavish. Okay, nothing problematic with that yet. The Tanya in the Brisa says, "But also Zman Lashana Aba, Allah Ezra bimbav v'galus Solimo." The next year, Ezra went up from Bavel with the people of Galus. L'chsiv, and it says over there, Vayavo Yerushalayim b'chodesh ha-chamishi, hishnas ha-shviyus l'melech. On the fifth year, which is itself...
The fifth month.
The fifth month, which is itself the seventh year of the king. V'im Isa, and if it's really true that we count from Nisan for the sake of Daryavish, right? Daryavish is the one that, Daryavish is the one, and Koresh is the one that built the second Beis HaMikdash, and now Ezra's going up, so he finishes the Beis HaMikdash in the sixth year of Daryavish. Then the next year, right, L'shan Haba, Ezra goes up from Bavel, and it says that he went in the fifth month, in Av. But if it was the fifth month of the next year, so then it shouldn't have been Shnas HaShviyis LaMelech, it should have been Shnas HaShminis MiBayalei. It should have been the eighth year. Why couldn't you say that that's the next year?
If you're going to say you change years in Nisan,
mm-hmm.
then when I go from
right.
From Adar to Nisan, then that's the next year.
Yeah, so it's really, what does the Gemara mean? What does the Pasuk mean when it says the next year? L'shana Haba, right? This is like when I would say, this is always confusing, but like if you would say on Friday, next Sunday, does that mean in 2 days from now, or does that mean next, like in 9 days from now? So here, when he says L'shana Haba, the next year, they're assuming it meant like at least 12 months. Right, to for Ezra to get up and move his whole town, move all the people into Yerushalayim, presumably the Gemara is assuming that it means at least a few more months than Av. Av would only be, you know, I don't know, 4 months, 5 months. I guess that would be enough time if you really want to go to Yerushalayim. Either way, the Gemara takes it. The Gemara doesn't... Well, that's question number one. Yeah, it doesn't seem like the strongest of questions, but...
And maybe that's why we need a second question.
Yeah, maybe. Mm-hmm. Right. Oh, apparently, Tosfos points out in Erechin that Ezra actually left Bavel on Nisan, but he only got to Yerushalayim in Av, which makes a lot more sense that he couldn't have left right away. If he actually left Bavel in Nisan, so that would have been a couple of weeks of a turnaround. Right, if Daryavish had said that in Adar, or it was said that about the Beis HaMikdash being done in Adar, for him to then move the next month, it's kind of quick.
Especially since it would have taken some time for
him to hear about it.
Get
yeah.
Back
to... Good. Says the Gemara, "Od midami." And similarly, why are we quoting a rule about Koresh when we were bringing you a disproof from Daryavish? Hasam Koresh hacha Daryavish. He goes, no, Tana, who Koresh, who Daryavish, who Arta Shasta. They're all the same guy. But why do they call them different names? Like we said yesterday by Sichon and Irad. Koresh Shemelech Kasher, who? His name was Koresh, and whoever was giving him a nickname was a little dyslexic. So he was kosher, and they called him Koresh. I don't know how you get away with that. What does that mean?
It's the same letter.
Yeah,
same
I guess
gematria.
So. Same gematria, I guess, if you take out the vav. So, Artachshasta al Shem al Chuso. Artachshasta was because he was named for. Artachshasta apparently is the name for people of Persia. I don't know.
He says it's the general term for a Persian king, just like Paro uh-huh. was a general term for a
right.
king. Didn't mean any yeah. specific person whose name was Paul.
Yeah. Artachshasta. Sounds like the soda. No, Shasta soda?
Artachshasta. It's sort of like saying Mr. President.
Right. Umash Shemo, Daryavish Shemo. What was his actual name? Daryavish. Mikol Malkum Kasha. But we still have the first question about how it could be the sixth year, seventh year, should be the eighth year. Amar Yitzchak Lo Kasha Kan Kodem Shehichmitz. Kan La'achar Shehichmitz. Very interesting way to phrase something about a person. Koresh became a bad guy. The first time around, in these first psukim, he was still being he was being counted from Tishrei, even though before he was a good guy, he was counted as Daryavish was counted from Tishrei, even though originally when he was still referred to as Koresh, he was kasher, he was counted from Nisan. So Maskevler of Kahana, wait a second. Umi Hichmitz, did Daryavish really become a bad guy when Ezra came up to Eretz Yisrael? V'aksiv, doesn't the pasuk tell us? Uma chashchan uvnei sorin v'divedichin v'im la'alva la'alavan la'ela shmaya chintin ma'achamar mashach k'meimar kahanaya di Yerushalayim levi misyayiv lahom yom v'yom di lo shalu. He's talking all about, like, what do you need for the Beis HaMikdash? Right?
And not only
whatever he needed, they would give it to him.
Right.
Right.
So that sounds like a pretty good guy.
Yeah. So Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Mitunach, he says to Rabbi, to Rav Kahane, he calls him Rabbi Mitunach. From what you just said, we can teach. Di lehon mahakrivin nicholchin le'ela shmayu mitzalayan l'chayay malka ubnohi. What does it say in that same pasuk? You have to finish the pasuk. Same pasuk? Or same place of those pasuk? Next pasuk. Next pasuk. Right? I'll give you whatever you need for the sake of my own life. Right? To help me.
Daven for me and my,
right. And it should be good for me. Meaning he's not doing it for the Jewish people. He's doing it for himself. Okay, we'll go into this again. The next thing is very interesting. So I've talked about it in the show before. About what's so bad about doing that. Lo lishma could lead to good things. Also, for the sake of life, is not so bad. We'll see the distinction.